All right. I would like to introduce our speaker, Amber G, from the Double Trouble Group of NA in the Williamsport area of NA.
I'm Amber and I'm an addict. I hope you don't mind, but I'd like for us to say the Serenity Prayer just one more time. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. God's will, not mine, be done. Again, I'm Amber and I'm an addict, right? And I want to tell you right now, my disease has disqualified me from this position right here, right? Like, for weeks I was like, you don't qualify, why are you up there? An opening speaker, like, the expectation of an opening speaker is, like, huge, right? And I'm like, I can't carry that, but, like, why can't I, right? Because I've done the work around here, right? I'm like, I don't know anybody in the room, but the reality of it is, I know everybody in this room. Like, you should have heard the shit Drew said about you, about your fourth step. For real, he got to cop out on that one. But like, listen, the shaky, insecure little girl, right? She's here with me right here, right now, right? And the reality, through step work, I get the opportunity to ask her, like, what is it? Why are you here? You know, and the reality of it is, like, right, I'm going through a storm. And I feel like a little girl, right? Because I'm in a new place in my life. And even though, the step first, I'd like to also thank, sorry, I'm gonna be everywhere. So you're gonna have to keep up. Them steps ain't gonna be in order when we talk about them, all right? I wanna thank the committee, right, for your service. Because service work is not for the weak of hearts. And if you're new, right, we need you. We love you. Like, without you, there's no us. You know, so if you're here, please stay here. And give yourself a break, right? Because I remember what it was like having a day clean. I remember what it was like having 2 days clean, because we all had a day or two. And you know, like, through God's grace and mercy. And when I say God, right, for the newcomer who's here and is like, oh, here they go on that religious shit. Oh, if you got kids, I curse. So if you're gonna have a resentment later, we can talk about it around the fire, okay? But like, I do curse. You might want to call your sponsor. You know, but I don't even know, like, what I was just about to say. But I do want to qualify myself, right? I was born and raised in Philadelphia, go Birds, right? And I mean, I know I'm in Pittsburgh land, but I'm still a Birds fan. And you know, my mom's an addict, my dad's an addict, my whole family's addicts, right? And like, nobody left but me. Because like, when the pain got great enough, I chose to do something different. You know, and through no job, the literature talks about being homeless, jobless, penniless, right? And not seeing a reason to use no matter what, right? Like, and I have been in fetal position, right? I'm currently just lost my job. I'm a single mom of three men boys, you know, like, they're all 20, 19, 18, and them little motherfuckers are driving me crazy, right? Oh, that's what I was talking about, the God, right? But so they got me, right? Like, I recently, over the last 2 years, right, I had a sponsor, and I had her for 10 years, and I had assured myself that I was gonna, like, marry her, quote unquote, because sponsorship was a terribly painful area for me. I didn't trust me to trust you, right? And everybody's like, oh, it's her fault. It's in my, the reality of it is, it was my fault, because I was scared of me, because as much as I hated me, you had to too. And you'll hear people say that, right? And you're like, yeah, right. But the fucking reality of it was, like, I hated who I was when I got here. I hated that I was my mom. I hated that I was my dad. I hated that I was a junkie on the streets of Philadelphia. But that was my reality. Thank God for Narcotics Anonymous and the ability to make change. You know, I recently lost my job, right? I just have spoke about a sponsor. See, I'm all over the fucking place. You know, and I had committed to this sponsor, right? But the work, step work ceased. And I was reverting back to some old behaviors, like fighting in area service, you know, and cussing people out all the time, and all the things that, because I came around here angry. I wasn't scared. I wasn't this. I wasn't that. All of that, right? But I was scared. And I didn't want anybody to get close to me. Nobody. You know, and over the last couple years, right, like, I had to get a new sponsor because I was fucking dying, right? Like, when you stop doing the work, you start, you're either working on your recovery or you're working on a relapse, right? And I was dying. I was doing everything but using, like, using a drug, right? Because I finally made the decision to go to my sponsor and be like, it's time. I gotta move on. You've become my mother. You've become my best friend. And that's not what sponsorship is. I'm not a babysitter. I'm not your bank. I'm not your ride. What do you want to do about your problem? And how can I help? Right? And somewhere along the line, like, that had lost its purpose for me. So, you know, I go to her and I felt like I was getting a divorce. Like, I don't know if anybody ever has moved on in sponsorship after multiple years and having to say, like, I love you. I love you, but I need me, right? And my my distorted perception of loyalty kept me there because, like, I have to stay. But the reality of it was, like, I was 1 second away from using. Like, 1 second. And so I went with a sponsee in mind, shared a convention in Atlantic City, right? And this woman shared before me. And on the way to Atlantic City, my sponsee and I, we were doing the first step, right? She's talking about being powerless and her life being unmanageable. And I'm giving her all this stuff, right, that sponsors give. And I fucking had to pull the car over because it had been so long since I had done a first step, an actual first step, that I was like, oh my God, I forgot about the freedom that comes in the surrender of the first step. Right? Because, like, and it's that simple. Let the fuck go, Amber. Let go. And you know, the God of my understanding will take me further than I can ever imagine. You know, and for the newcomer who comes in here and thinks we talk about God, like, listen, I got a bunch of rocks in my boobs right now because I don't believe in anything but crystals, the universe, and all of that. What you believe is your business. You know what I'm saying? Like, just have something greater than you. And I don't care if it's a pair of Jordans. I don't care if it's Jesus Christ. You know, my kids, they have a whole different religion than me. You know, and I allowed them, through Narcotics Anonymous, to pick the God of their understanding, right? Because who am I to tell you who your God needs to be? When I was confused and brought up in dogma to say, like, my God changed, so who am I to tell you who yours is going to be? Right? So, them little motherfuckers. So, listen, like, I just recently was laid off from my job, right? And it's been a trying time. Like, my new sponsor, right, like, she was like, yo, you know what your new drug is? Anger. I'm angry all over again. I'm resentful all over again. The work stopped. And now I'm like, well, how do I get over this, right? And my ego, I started edging God out, right? And my ego was like, oh, you got it. And now I'm fist fighting my three teenage boys in the crib, right? And that's not who I want to be. I don't want to be ghetto Amber no more. I don't want to be fighting my kids. I don't want to be, like, I want to be an effing lady, right? And I had started to become her. And I'm cursing a lot, but I know it's because I'm going through a storm. Because, like, when I need to put the dress on to go to work, it ain't this bad, right? But So, you know, like, we started doing my first step, and instead of doing it, you know, like, when you get some time, the drugs are just a symptom of who we are, of our disease, you know what I mean? Like, so now I gotta do some other work, right? And I started seeing my childhood reflect onto my children, right? And my son said to me, "This is your trauma, not mine," right? Because he's been around Narcotics Anonymous. He was 6 years old when I got clean. And, you know, it took me 3 years to get him back, you know, and like, he was in and out of this process with, like, I mean, listen, not in and out of this process, but he'd come home for visits and then go back to where he was and then come home for more visits, and we would pack a bag and we would be in the meeting and I'd be in there bawling, right? Because all I wanted was him, but I didn't realize then that he was my hostage, right? I didn't want him, because I loved him so much, I wanted him to fill the void, to take anything away from me to have to do the work. Because, you know, you will focus on anything. You will gossip around here, you will lay under people, you will do all kinds of things around here if you ain't got to focus on you. You know, and if that's happening, listen, welcome. It happens to all of us. We're not unique. You know, so, you know, it took me up and down highways and children and youth and warrants and all these things, right? So I finally get him back, and now he's carrying the message to me, you know? But, like, I'm nervous as shit right now. My knees are shaking. I wanted to ask you, can you hear that? That's my heartbeat, right? Right through my throat right now. But, you know, through time and through step work and learning who I am and who I don't want to be, right, that's the benefits of step work, is like, I get to realize, like, and I get to be anybody I want to be, you know, and that can change. It's changed over the years that I've been clean, right? Like, I wanted to be this and I sold myself short, and God, in my understanding, gave me so much more, right? And so I tell you, I'm a mom of three teenage boys. Two of them boys are my foster kids. I'm a foster kid, right? I was a foster kid. And the God of my understanding allowed two other kids to come into my life and be something phenomenal, right? I'm their mom. Like, I'm the person that they go to. I was a junkie who couldn't even have my own biological child. And now, you know, like, my boys, listen, and I ain't always been a great mom, you know, because I do have defects, right? And I do have shortcomings. And it's hard raising boys, and especially when you come from a loveless place. I didn't have anybody rubbing me on my back. Oh, it's gonna be okay. It was, take this bag down to the corner to whomever and bring it back. You know, like, there was no guidance. There was, so I'm out here winging it with these little mother kids. You know, and it's been a struggle. Last year I shared here, right? And the cops had just kicked in my door, destroyed my home, took my son out, and told me that he was the one that shot at my foster son outside of my house. My son's like, "I ain't do it. I ain't do it. I ain't do it," right? And I'm like, "Yeah, me either. I know that story. Like, I ain't do it either." And only to find out that he ain't do it. Like, the cop literally said, "Oh, we picked him for the dreadlock on his forehead." Right, it was in the papers, it was wild. We went through all this stuff, and we're currently suing our county, our police department. It was insane, right? But, like, what it's done now, it has, they lost a friend who got murdered at point blank range out front of a restaurant while they were at a birthday party. 6 months later, they kicked in my door, took my son, who spent his 18th birthday in a juvenile detention center, right? And he's like, I didn't do it, Mom, right? And my son, my biological son's super bodacious. He'll be like, yeah, I did it. What you gonna do? You know, like, he's that kid. And, you know, I hate when he does that shit to me. I'm like, what? but, you know, having the ability to show up for him, even though I didn't know, right? Like, they're trying to charge him with attempted murder on his brother. And the lawyer's like, oh, well, yeah, that happens. I'm like, no, like, that don't happen. You know what I mean? He's like, but it does, Amber. So, like, now, before we even know anything, like, I'm a mess. And I don't know how to breathe, right? But because of Narcotics Anonymous, like, I'm able to get a lawyer. I have assets that I ain't never had before, right? I ain't never had a 401k. Never, ever. No vacation time I could cash in, you know? I want to say I do today, but I did last month. Like, you know, and I was able to do that, and my son came home. Where my foster son, one of my foster sons, just went to the Army. And I travel up and down the coast because, like, when he calls home and says, Mom, I need you, like, F that job, right? Like, because I'm employable today. I will be anywhere he needs me to be because that's what being a mom is, right? Like, that is another benefit of my recovery. My other foster son is in jail. And we're putting in commissary, you know, we're putting money on commissary every week. But however you got, like, I can't judge him. I've done all kinds of stints in jail, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not different than him. I can relate. I'm like, don't talk over the phone. He's like, but they're not listening. They tell you the call's recorded. Like, they're listening, homie. You know, but you know, these kids now, they think they're different. They think they're special and the rules don't fucking apply to them. And they do, you know, and they look at me like, what do you know? Because all they know is clean, Mom, right? They only know that, you know, I'd be like, oh, I'm powerless. You know, I'd be praying like, please, please give me the strength to not kill these little mothers. Because that's where I come from, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I knew growing up was to fight, to express any kind of emotion, you know? And like, where I come from, that's what you had to do. It wasn't, you know, the streets of Philadelphia, like, you fight. Like, it ain't like, you know, these little towns around here. I mean, I don't know if you fight around here, I'm sure. That, like, we're not unique either, but it's rough down there, you know? So I'm a Kenzo, and from Kensington, my whole family's still down there. Everybody's still using. So to them, like, this is not even tangible. To be able to be clean, to not have a needle hanging out of my arm, to have a job, have my kids. Like, they're like, yeah, okay. You know, so listen, I know I'm all over the place. I'm so nervous. I really am. You know, and so in talking with my sponsor, right? Because, like, literally, I'm currently in another four step, right? We had gone over one, you know what I mean? Like, and being powerless, and two, restore me back to sanity, because on every day, with these kids and this job situation, like, I need to be restored back to sanity. I need to come back too, you know, because what I know, like, my third step gets to tell me, right, like, that God got it. Like, I don't need to be in control of, I'm not in control of nothing. Even when my best efforts show me that I'm in control, I'm actually out of control, you know. So, you know, we're currently in this fourth step, and some things have come up that, like, I never addressed. Like, I've done, like, five or six fourth steps, right? And I never, ever talked about, you know, in the step working guide, it says, you got resentments towards institutions. I'm like, nah, Now my kid's in jail and I'm like, my stomach bubbles. I can't go into the jail, right? Like, pardon me. You know, I'm talking to the COs, like, when I am in there, and I'm like, yes, sir, no, sir. And I, like, because I have trauma from jail, right? And I pretend, like, nah, I'm cool, I committed the crime, I deserve to be there, because accountability is key, right? It is, like, we need accountability. But I never recognized that trauma. You know, and you know, with, listen, it's hard to tell the difference between the asset and the liability when you love hard, right? Because on a whole lot of days, right, I will love you so much that I lose me. And that's a fucking liability. That is not an asset, that I love that hard that now I'm in fetal position because I allowed you. You know, because a lot of times we'll say, well, you made me feel, no. I allowed you to make me feel. You know, so like in sifering through some other confusion, right? And having the ability to trust her. You know, and that fifth step, like when we start talking about like trusting and giving all of me, because I don't care, like when you do that fourth step and you're doing a searching and fearless moral inventory, right? Like I'm giving you me, and there are things that you know how to hurt me with. There are things that you can love me with. They are things, you know, and that's like, that's a vulnerable place to be, an extremely vulnerable place to be. And, you know, like my sponsor, she's rough on me, right? But I need that. Like, I need you to be rough, because the last thing I need is you to co-sign any of my bullshit, because I will run with that, right? So, look, I'm looking at this little thing. I'm like, it's only been 22 minutes? Shit! Right? You know, and it's easy, right, to talk to her and tell her and know that God has heard us talk about these things, right? And then you get to six. And, you know, I recognize the defects. And then I'm like, do I really want to let go? Right? Because these things have protected me for so long. Like, they have literally, I felt like, kept me alive. Right? They kept me from drowning in my own shit. You know, and like, and this might be an unpopular opinion, but my predecessors taught me the difference between the defect is that I get angry, and the shortcoming is that I will punch you in your motherfucking face, right? Like, so when we get to seven and we start talking about the shortcoming, like now I gotta let some serious changes happen, right? And like some, because you know, anger is a secondary emotion. So now I've gotta get in to why am I angry? You know what I mean? Like, do I feel unseen? Do I feel disrespected? Do I feel unheard? What has made that surface that I'm here and we're going through these things? So, you know, the seventh step has been extremely challenging for me, because when I think that I am ready to be like, all right, you got it. Like, some shit comes up. My son's like, who you think you are? I'm like, who you think you are? Hold up. Like, you know? But then I have to remember, like, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be her, right? I want to be loving and caring. I want to be kind, because I wouldn't treat a newcomer like that, right? And that was something else my sponsor said to me. She said, how do you love the newcomer more than you love your own family? Like, how can you walk across the fire for a newcomer? I will help you do anything and then be mad at my children when they don't meet my expectations, right? Like, the expectation who I think that they should be. And, you know, it's a motherfucker when they're like, this is my life. and I don't have a say-so no more. You know what? Did I ever really have a say-so? Right? Like, did I ever? I took them to as far as I could go, as far as they could go, right? And I'm right now, like, where we're at, it's been a real struggle. Like, with my biological son, like, he's borderline disrespectful with his talking, and I'm not really with that. Like, you're not going to keep talking to me like that. But I can keep my hands to myself and tell him, like, dog, you can move out. This is my house. These are my rules. You ain't got to be in at midnight. You ain't got to come in at all. Shit. But if you're going to be here, you're going to be in. I don't care if you're 19. Like, you're either going to be out there or you're going to be in here. But you ain't going to bring out there in here no more. Because you're... Listen, they smoke weed, right? And their lives are unmanageable. My son is a master manipulator, right? And all of them are master manipulators, you know? And I see it, right? And I see me in them. And I'm like, damn. But they think because you get clean, like you, like I don't know nothing no more. Or, you know, it's so hard to explain. It really, I hate fucking teenage years. I will tell you that right now, like my sons are driving me crazy. And they know everything. You know everything. Like, I don't remember being like that, but that's because I was under the L. You know what I mean? I was high somewhere under the L. You know, I didn't know shit. I wasn't even having a conversation. You know, so in that, like, listen, we'll get back to the step work, right? Because, like, that seventh step for me is so hard to really allow them shortcomings to go. You know, and ask God. Because it says we humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. So when we humbly ask God to remove that shortcoming, like I gotta bow out gracefully. And that is not an easy task because my defense mechanism comes back and is like, nah. You know, like, I don't know if I'm living in the street. I don't know if I'm living out the street. I'm driving up the street and these kids are looking at me and I'm like, what is this? Right? So, you know, I'm doing the best I can with what I have just for today. You know, I'm grateful to be away from my house right now. Like, listen, if they burn that mother, let me knock on some wood. I don't mean that, but you know, like, I don't have to come save the day. Like, you know, they got a God of their understanding too. And the same God that got me, got them. You know, so anyway, you know, the A step, like, and making that list, right? Like, that list, sometimes our egos get so big. Be like, oh, I ain't telling that mother, or I'm sorry. You know, or I don't owe them nothing. I don't owe nobody nothing, right? But the reality of it is, like, if the list came across my mind, you need to be on it. Whether I want you to be or not. You know, and there's been times I was like, oh, we'll come back around to that one. You know, because like this process doesn't end. It doesn't, I don't just get to stop there. You know, I don't get to stop at 12 and be like, I'm cured. Because that's not my experience. You know what I'm saying? Like start over. You know, and making an amends isn't easy either. You know, when some time's gone by and you gotta be like, look, like, I'm sorry. Even myself. You know, I had to get some outside help because, you know, some of us are sicker than others. I absolutely am sicker than others, you know, and I've been in counseling for about 8 years of my recovery because I'm real in touch with that I do come from a lot of trauma. I do come from confusion and chaos. You know what I mean? Like, and I need that help. I need to be able to say, Amber, like, Like, listen, it's a motherfucker when I used to, like, glance past the mirror, right? Like, look over and be like, oh, good enough, you know? And there's a whole different person when you can look yourself in the eyes in the mirror and say, I love you, and mean it, right? Like, and truly mean that I love who I am through all adversities. All adversities. I don't just get to pick the good days, right? Like, that's not what happens here, you know? And having to tell people, like, I'm sorry, man. Like, and mean it. And sometimes, like, I've had people be like, fuck you. Get out of my face. And there was nothing that I could do but say, like, all right. You know, and that's why the steps are in place for an order, though. Like, in order, though, because, like, we don't just, a lot of times you got, like, 6 months clean. You'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. But, like, we do the same thing again. Like, it's changed behavior. That's what people want to see. I see you all getting tired. It's cool. I've been tired all day. So you can wait just a little bit longer, okay? But, you know, doing the daily amends, right? And knowing if you've caused, like, I don't know about anybody else, but one of my favorite IPs is living the program, right? Like, because I get to take a look at me. That's like my daily 10 step. Like, you know what I mean? The 10 step right there. Like, did I cause anybody harm? Did I cause myself harm? The newcomer, you know, like there's so many things. My sponsees hate when I'm like, guess what we're doing? Like, you know, and they're like, why do we have to keep doing that? But you can't seem to recognize when you're causing harm. When we're using the meeting as a battlefield, that's a problem. Like, that is not a place for you to be battling. This is where we carry the message. The message, a message of hope and a promise of freedom. Not the mess, you know? So when I'm like, everybody grab the living the program, everybody's mad, but I don't ask them to do anything I want, right? So when they do it, I do it too. And I don't care if we just did it 3 months ago or whatever. Like, we'll all do it as a family together. Because that's how we heal. Not just them, not just me, we. You know, I'm sorry, my head is like literally going all over the place. And I remember that I want to talk about, you know, the God of my understanding, right? So I just told y'all that I lost my job, right? I've been there for 5 years. They laid off 200 of us. And, you know, thank God for this program. Because not only, right, people see in me what I don't see in myself. I got people looking for me for a job. Calling like, we got your number from Frank or whoever, and we want to hire you. Can you come in for an interview, right? And I got choices today. And because I have choices, right, like, I get to be anybody I want to be. And I don't have to do it today. And I don't have to make the choice today. Like, the benefit of recovery, you know, being able to say, like this one place, they were offering me great money, right? But I didn't like how they ran their program. And I was like, this is not how you utilize a CRS. I think that you should reach out to Pro A. Like, not to talk about that kind of, you know what I mean? But like, CRSs ain't really supposed to be doing washing, cooking dinner. You know, like, so I was like, the lady's like, we'll give you more money. And I'm like, I'm not coming till you change your program. Like, here's who you need to contact in order to know that, right? So I was able to not take that position, and it was hard because they were willing to pay me some good money, you know, but knowing my worth. Right, through the step work and knowing that I'm worth so much more, right? When I got here, I have a Philadelphia education, okay? Like, and I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, I didn't know how to read. I didn't, still can't spell, so please don't ask me to send you an email without AI or whoever to help me along. But I'm in college, and my grade point average is 4.0, right? Because I take my time, and I give myself the time that I need, right? And I learned through Narcotics Anonymous how to read. You know, getting that basic text is special. It is special. I believe in the literature. Like, listen, people will sell you a dream, just like they did out on the street. We're still dope fiends in here. You know, we will still manipulate you. I've manipulated the literature to get my wants and needs around here. You know, and even though it says the literature can't be disputed, like, who can't dispute the literature? Because I can dispute the literature, right? But I've had predecessors who have been like, no, we're not doing that. You know, and thank God for the predecessors that are sitting here and everywhere. Because without them, there's no us. You know, who guides us, who gives us the information, right? But they're flawed too. They're dope fiends too. Or whatever, you know, like, we're all imperfect and we're all a work in progress. All right, it's almost time. I'm trying to, like, they got me up here for 50 minutes. You know, we've only been at this for 35 minutes, and I'm thinking, shit, like, we talked about everything, right? Like, we talked about sponsorship, we talked about steps, traditions, like, getting service, they're rough. Like, I mean, I believe in the traditions, and there's no wavering in that for me. Oh, shit, the job, see? There's that ADHD kicking in. I'm watching everybody walk around, and the kids, and the, but listen, so we talked about the jail shit, right? And having to address in my four step, the jail stuff. Well, I had a guy recently hire me to be his executive assistant for a place called Redemption Row, right? So I go in and I help people who are suffering from, are in there due to drugs and alcohol. You know, we don't separate around here. Alcohol is a drug. Let me just put that out there. You know, because a lot of times people separate that, and there is no separation around here. And you know, like, to think of my value today, right? Like, I got three jobs. I decided that I was going to take three jobs, three part-time jobs, because, like, one's too many and a thousand's never enough. And I put great emphasis on that because, you know, I will shop, I will eat, I will do all of that. And now here we are, right? Like, because if I have three jobs and I'm going to school full-time, I don't have to take a look at me. I don't have to address the things that are going on in my house. Like, I don't have to be a mom. I don't have to do anything but everything else. I'm not really a crier, right? Like, but I need you to know, like, I'm suffering. Like, I'm fucking suffering inside right now. Like, you know, the disease is like, where did I go wrong? What can I do? Right? But, like, that first step says that I'm powerless. Like, it ain't me, it's them. They gotta make their own choices. You know, the jobs, like, it's all, like, the jobs, they're just jobs. They don't make me who I am. Right? Like, it's not, I don't give a fuck about the money. You know what I mean? Like, cause I believe money is current, like, it flows to you. You know, like, I believe in, listen, we got food, right? I brought food with me. So if you are new or you are hungry, you find me, cause I got food, okay? Because I believe in feeding people. Like, there was a time when I got here that people, you know, like, that's what we did. That is what we did when I got here, right? Like, we fed everybody, the newcomer did the dishes, like, all that shit. You know, so you're doing the dishes. But like, I, people don't understand. Like, my friends are always like, you're always feeding everybody. First of all, I come from a Hispanic Italian family, right? Like, you feed everybody. You be like on the block, like, yeah, you hungry? Got some beans and some rice in here, you know? But, you know, like, that's important to me. You know, to sit down and break bread at a table and show love. You know, because when we talk about, like, not dying around here alone, an addict not dying, seeking recovery, right? Like, that's a part of recovery. That's a part of getting outside of yourself, right? And allowing you to get to know me so that we can help you. Not me. Not this week. Like, but, you know, I don't know. I said a lot, but you know, this is how you know you've been all over the places, because I won't remember none of this shit tomorrow, because I don't even remember. You know, I practiced all my lines for 3 weeks and I didn't talk about none of that shit. None of it. In the shower, I was like, oh, this morning, oh, this is what I'm going to say. None of that came out. Not any of it. And that's just how it goes, right? Because, like, this is God's message. This ain't my message. This isn't me. You know, please don't feel alone if you're here. You know, if you find yourself feeling alone, find me. I will walk this whole weekend out with you. Like, whomever you may be, right? Like, you don't ever have to be alone again. Ever. I don't care. Man, woman, whoever. Like, we are here. We are here. So please, whatever you do, like, find you somebody. And it ain't got to be me, because, like, I'm not for the weak of hearts. You know, my friend that's with me, she's looking like, no, this bitch is not. You know, and I've come a long way, though. I have come a long way. But know that you are loved here, that we aren't judging you here, that you are welcome. Because I know there's got to be newcomers in this room. There has to be. There's a lot of people, right? And it's intimidating to have to stand here and be vulnerable with a bunch of people that it's just for me, you know, because I'm tough and I'm this and I'm that, right? But the reality of it is I'm just that shaky, insecure little girl. You know, I don't know. That's all I got. Who's stopping this shit?